Start off with a very simple question. Why did Hashem create the world? Don't look. Why did God, the being that is completely unfathomable and beyond anything we could ever imagine, decide to create us human beings?
So we can be posted.
Ah, that's one beautiful answer that the Mesilas Yesharim suggests. Exactly. So we can feel connection to Him. It's a good answer. The truth is, the question itself is ridiculously chutzpah din, because what right do we have to know how exactly Hashem and why exactly Hashem created the world? But
or
it's not right. That's another question. But we'll see that it has relevance to our lives. And it's not me; it's Chazal who suggests different answers. So one of them is exactly what Aviva said, just to be close to God. Another perspective. Any other answers?
To give.
It's actually also the answer of Rav Moshe Chaim Lutzato. They're really saying the same thing, just in different words. Awesome. There are a lot of different answers, but that's the one that we're going to focus on tonight, which is that God is, by His very nature, a giver, and therefore a giver wants to give. So, perhaps someone can read with all their heart the first source from the Derech Hashem from Rav Moshe Chaim Lutzato. Why God created the universe. Yaakov, you want to I'm volunteering. And then we shall serve.
First paragraph?
Mm-hmm.
All right. God's purpose in creation was to bestow of His good to another. Since God desired to bestow good, a partial good would not be sufficient. The good that He bestows would have to be the ultimate good that His handiwork could accept. God alone, however, is the only true God, and therefore His beneficent desire would not be satisfied unless it could bestow that very good, namely the true perfect good that exists in His intrinsic nature.
Awesome. Can you paraphrase that for us? What's He saying?
That the reason we're here is so that we can receive the ultimate good.
Mm-hmm.
Permission.
Because God wants to give good.
Yeah.
But what is the ultimate good?
Being close to Hashem.
God, and therefore being close to Hashem is the good is God Himself. And therefore, being close to Hashem is the greatest good that God can give.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent. Okay, so it's very famous. In general, I'm not necessarily trying to wow us with so much new information. Hopefully, there'll be some new things which we learn in this Chabura, but it's more the act of continuously reminding ourselves of these ideas, which puts it into our consciousness so that we can go bring it into the world. So it's okay if you've already heard this before. Okay, so God created the world because He wants to give. The whole purpose of life, the whole purpose of God is to give. That's why we're here, to give to us. Yeah?
Yeah.
I think we also give back to Him. I think He's getting incredible nachas by seeing Jews learning Torah together on a random night. But He's here to give. Now, the Chida, who, by the way, if you guys want, later I can tell you an incredible story that I have with the Chida. But
is this a rabbinical teacher figure?
Yes. Yes. So the Chida was a great Sephardi rabbi who wrote a lot of halachic works. But he also was a great Kabbalist. So he combined both worlds. I bought a book of his which has Kabbalistic and halachic practices.
And there were, if you want, for time later, I'll tell you some
miracle stories that happened to him and a miracle story that happened between me and him. But anyways, so the Chida says something, just kind of the next step. All His ways are just, and He does not want to take delight and have enjoyment in the Garden of Eden in the manner in which the soul ate at the table of her father before she came into the world, in the form of charity and as a free gift. But the Holy One, blessed be He, willed that she come to this world and acquire mitzvahs and good deeds, that she could then take delight in the Lord as a payment for her deeds and not as a free gift. Okay? So what the Chida is trying to answer is the obvious question which should jump out as soon as you heard point one. As soon as Mesilas Yesharim says the point of life is for God to give good to us and blessing and love. So any simple observation of the world will observer will ask what question, which is first of all, why? That's a good question, but let's take that for granted. That's what He wants to do. God just wants to give us good. Then you'll take a look at the world. What's the question? Think of the world. You look at the universe.
The world is not all good.
The world is not all good. Exactly. There's a lot of pain in the world. So if God just wants to give us good, then just give us the good.
But it's all from perspective.
Oh, so you could say really everything is good, we just have to change our perspective. That's true. That's true. But the Chida, and based on the Mesillas Yesharim and many other teachings, is saying you have to understand that He wants to give you good, but the greatest good is not to receive good like a beggar. That's what
it's to give it.
It's to earn it and then to give good to others. It is what's referred to in Kabbalistic terminology as the Nahama de Kisufa, the bread of shame. Nahama de shame. I don't know. I'm forgetting the exact terminology. The shameful bread. If you're a beggar and someone gives you food, it doesn't feel that good. It tastes okay, but deep inside you feel like you didn't earn it. So God, if He just gives us good, we wouldn't feel that good about that good that He would give us. If He just immediately enters us into Olam Haba. Therefore, the point of this world is that we can earn that good in order to receive that and earn and feel like we earned the good that God wants to give us. Yeah? Which I think Yaakov was alluding to is also very true with people. That if we only give people stuff, they won't really feel that good about themselves. What we have to do is give them the opportunity to give. Yeah? There's an interesting study where they these four Israeli kids did a project where instead of just giving to Chinuch Miyuchad, special education kids, and like helping, like doing like a carnival for them as that normally happens, they trained these kids to give to other kids. And the results were phenomenal that Chinuch Miyuchad kids were giving to others, their self-image and their worthfulness and all of that was, you know, skyrocketed much more than a nice, a cute little carnival can do. So the key is to be like Hashem and to learn how to give people in a way that they feel like they earned it. Yeah?
Yeah.
The level.
Yeah, the level of the higher level of tzedakah is not to give something, but to help someone to earn it.
I forgot to mention, but you're right. The Rambam says the highest level is to help someone fish on his own. Teach a man to fish. Don't
give a man a fish for a day. Teach a man to fish for life.
Right. That's right.
The wise are greatest, like, they say, like, the greatest chesed is, like, just going for, like, the dead, I guess. It's like, because they can't give back.
So that maybe that's the best for us. Because it shows that we're doing it completely for the right reasons. But for them, I think the best thing is to have them become givers themselves. Yeah? Okay. So, that's why God created the world. Good to know. Figure that one out. Okay. Now, this is based actually on a pasuk. You didn't get it out of nowhere. So, Ori, do you want to read? Sort of skim.
Mm-hmm.
Olam Chesed Yibaneh, the whole world is built on the foundation of Chesed. That's why God created the world. Good. So I've talked in terms of God. But we're actually not so interested about God. That's Chabura. We only learn about God to learn about us. We don't really understand God, but He reveals little things so that we can emulate Him. So now we're going to focus more on human beings, and especially the Jewish people. So if I were to ask you, before you look at the nice next source, and you probably are a little biased based on the topic, but in any case, what is the mission, matara, the goal of the Jewish people? What are we here to do? What's our mission statement?
Service
Hashem. That's definitely true.
According to
the Fateach Olam, to develop the world, or
to glorify Hashem's name.
That's also true. Pirkei Avos says that. Right? To bring glory to Him, for sure. So actually, Hashem reveals pretty openly what the purpose of the Jewish people are. So So Aviva, could you read for us what the purpose of the peacekeeper is?
From where?
From Bereshit Yotchet Yotem. I took out a translation to save some page space, but the main thing is lasot tzedaka u'mishpat, to do charity or kindness
and justice.
Right. So this actually happens in the story of Sodom, when God is about to destroy the Sodomite people, and then he declares to Avram Avinu, "Wait, I can't wipe them out. I need to let Avram Avinu have a chance to save them." Because Avram's mission, the mission of the Jewish people, is do tzedakah u'mishpat. We can argue about exactly how to translate that, but basically, charity, kindness, and judgment. That's the whole mission of the Jewish people. It's true that we have to do mitzvahs. We have to bring glory to God. We have to bring or l'goyim, like Yeshaya says, for sure. Those are also missions. And that has to somehow fit within the rubric of doing tzedakah Mishpat, or maybe that's a subcategory. But God says explicitly to Avraham Avinu, you gotta be givers. You gotta make the world a better place. Okay? So apparently, that's really, really important. We should focus on that. We should do a kibbutz about that. Yeah? Okay. There's another guy who's convinced that loving kindness is the central principle. You want to see what Rashi teaches us in Vayikra? Awesome. What does that mean? That is?
You'll love your neighbor as
yourself. Loving your fellow as yourself. And that is the main principle of the Torah. That's the whole thing. There's a lot of mitzvahs, but that's number one. That's the one we got to focus on. By the way, Rav Shlomo, I have a little book on Rav Shlomo. That's his teachings on tefillah. So if you look in the After Lo'Recha Kamocha section, he has one of my favorite teachings about After Lo'Recha Kamocha. Love your fellow as yourself. So Rav Shlomo asks, what does it mean to love your fellow as themselves? Who does that refer to? Who do I actually have to love? What would you guys say? Oh, that's very nice. It's love yourself first. What else might one suggest? Some say your wife, your spouse, that's the main principle. Well, that's one rabbi teaches that. Maybe the one you don't like, right? But Shlomo says, after Echa Kamocha, that's the person you're standing next to right now. It's very often we're talking, thinking, oh, one day, eventually I'll... No, right now you're standing next to someone, love them. That's who Hashem wants you to love. And Shlomo Mamash lived that. Like, every person he lived, it's like, your mom is my best friend. Get nothing else out of tonight, get that. That's, like, my favorite of Shlomo Talmud. Okay. So, Rabbi Akiva is convinced that this is a central principle. Maybe he was basing it on God himself in Bereshit. Okay. Beautiful. Any ideas, questions, thoughts so far? We're good? Okay. I want to introduce you guys to a new book. Bezat Hashem, we'll read from this work every once in a while. It's called Inner Work. If you've ever been to Tzfat, Avram of Tzfat, the art guy, yeah, you guys know what I'm talking about? Mm-hmm. So he wrote this book. It's a translation from the Ashlag Rebbe. Okay? And it's in Hebrew and English, so advertising for him. I love this book. What's unique about Ashlag Chassidus, and the Rebbe who wrote this is alive, I visited him. What's special about them is that they're so focused on chesed. His whole thing is that all of life is about being a Baal chesed. And that's, like, so often he's talking about that. And the reason why Hashem created the world is chesed, and the whole point of life, all the mitzvahs, is a way to become a kind, loving person in many different ways. So that's what this book is about. Cool book. And I just gave a few quotes of some of my favorites. From this. So who are we up to? Yaakov, your turn? Okay. Inner work.
Inner work, the teachings of Rav Ashlag. Every branch wants to be similar to its root. Therefore, we are not able to rest until we have attained the state of giving.
So just stop for a second. What does that mean? Every branch refers to the root. Who's the branch? Who's the root?
Hashem's the roots. We're the branches.
Right? We have to know that God's a giver because we are really like God. We have the Talmud looking within us. So when we're giving, we're becoming like God. And that's why we like. That's why we want to give. Mm-hmm. Give out.
The pleasure of giving that comes from a heart that truly loves and is an eternal pleasure.
Right? That's what we were talking about before. Israel David, when you're giving and you really want to give, it's an unbelievable joy, much more than anything else, much more than receiving. And we'll talk more about that. Okay, a few more.
The main work is to strive to acquire a new nature of having love for others. Afterwards, the desire to give comes naturally.
Okay, so what does that mean?
That we should like do chesed so often that it like becomes a habit.
Mm-hmm. And you want to do it.
Yeah, you want to.
It's not just about giving tzedakah to that beggar. It's about training your brain, or transforming your brain, right? Like we talked about at the Simcha seminar, you can train your brain to want to love, to want to give. Some people come more naturally, some people come more easily, but everyone can do it. And that's the essence. It's the want to become a giver. Okay, one more.
The Rebbe would say, I have not yet met a person who paces from wall to wall concerned, thinking, Master of the world, what can I do for my friends?
Okay, I really like that one. How often do you meet someone who's just like, all day thinking, oh, I want to help that guy. I want to help him. He needs a shidduch. He needs a parnasa. How do I? It's not. You find people, well, like, you ask them for a favor, okay, they'll help out. But, like, you meet people who are just thinking all day, how can I give? It's not natural. But that's what the Rebbe says is the goal. The goal is to become a giver who's just asking himself all the time, how can I give? How can I give to the world?
Can I just ask about, like, mm-hmm. the limitation or the boundary, like, where you set, when you put yourself.
Yeah, totally. And Bezrat Hashem, I think we'll flush out a lot of these issues. But that's an excellent question. And everyone should always feel comfortable to ask anything. But for sure, because you need to give to yourself, too. Right? And that's also giving. Self-love and self-guru is also a form of chesed, often. Because if you're always giving to the whole world, then you won't be giving to yourself, and then you won't have the kochot to give in the right way. You're going to be giving to the wrong places.
Isn't giving to the world giving to yourself as well?
True, but like everything in life, you need balance to know how to give. Like how much of my time should I give toward this? How much? If you give all your money to this cause, you don't have any money for the other causes, right? Mm-hmm. You give all your kochot of all day. You're just dealing with, you know, there are times in my life there have been people that I've unfortunately had to limit my interaction with, or you know, because I just it was too much, and I wasn't able to give to more important things. So, of course, we need the balance. We need to always have the balance. But the question is it focused on giving or is it focused on taking? It might be giving towards my wife. It might be giving to my best friend. It might be giving to myself. But if it could be taking for the sake of giving and giving for it. It's all about your intentions.
I don't remember who told me this, but is it like someone told me that like any mitzvah, even if it's like you think it's for good intentions, like 90% of the mitzvah is like for yourself and like for your self-happiness.
Right, I would agree. Actually, we're going to talk about that very soon. I would completely agree. And I don't think that's a problem at all. I think it's totally good to be self-oriented, meaning your soul self-oriented. Making your soul happy by doing mitzvahs, being a good person, great. Making your body, ego, bad part of you, animalistic soul, not good. So we have to distinguish between what we mean by being selfish. But yes, everything ultimately, I wouldn't say 90, I would say 100% of what we do is for us. But that's good. Our goal is to develop our soul side, which is the giving side, the godly side. Yeah. But yeah, for sure, we all need, even today it was funny, I had a situation where I have a very good friend, and I wanted to, it was his birthday party, so I wanted to be there to support him, because I love him, but I also wanted to be able to make soup and get this chabura on time. So, like, I had to find the balance. So I ended up going out there. I stayed for, like, a half hour. I did a little cute thing with him. Gave him a hug.
And I came back.
So, you know, you gotta find the balance. Different priorities. Okay. So, just because you mentioned it, we'll do a little bit more about the research about how giving actually makes you happy. And not that your only intention to be giving should be, you know, because I get some serotonin in my brain. But nonetheless, it's good to know. And sometimes it helps motivate me to know when I remind myself that actually the more I give, the happier I become. Yeah? Okay. So we're going to share a few studies. Okay, I'll read this one. In a study by researchers Dunn, Aiken, Aknin, and Norton, randomly assigned people were put into four groups that were spend $5 on themselves, $20 on themselves, $5 on others, or $20 on others. Okay, don't keep reading right now. Stop. Okay, so again, the experiment was, I gave $45, I give Aviva $20, and I say, spend it on yourselves. Go get a chocolate cake, whatever. And then I give you guys, I give Rachel Yago, $20 and $5, and spend it on other people. And they journal, and then they measure their brains or whatever. And they ask them, were you happy? Who's happier? So who do you guys think? I know, again, I kind of probably spoiled it by the topic of this year, but nonetheless, who's going to be the happier people? The people who buy the chocolate cake for themselves, or the people who buy the coffee for someone else?
The person who's
right. You guys got to be a genius. But
isn't
that
okay with the chocolate cake, though.
Yeah. So, interestingly, they learned that the givers were much more happy, and it lasted much longer than the people who didn't give. So, that's a great study. They've actually done this all over the world. They've done this study, and it always works. When you give, you get much more than what you get. Although, interestingly enough, were the $5 givers less happy than the $20 givers? No. They're the same level of giving, of happiness. So it might have less to do with how much you give and have more about how you give and how hard you work to give that. But probably they all just got the money, so it didn't mean that much to them. Just like, here. But if they would have worked hard for it, maybe it would have been different. I don't know. But I thought that was a fascinating study. It's in English. Do you want to try to read it anyway? Or should we skip? Can you do it? Yeah.
Can you spend $5 or $20 on others and
I know you made it.
Difficult to find parking in this area.
About. Alright. Let's keep going. Charity versus saving. Aviva, your turn.
What makes you happier? Michael Norton, a professor at Harvard Business School, questioned 632 Americans about their level of income and what they spent their money on. They were also asked to rate their own happiness. Norton and his colleagues found that regardless of income, those who spend money on others were decidedly happier than those who spent more on themselves.
Okay, so those who give more charity end up being actually more happy than people who are spending on themselves.
You know how they say we have to give 10% to charity?
Mm-hmm.
But if that's a, like, I feel like we're saying, like, oh, if the world is based on chesed, then, like, we should have our own like
desire to give.
Yeah, like we should
be obligated to.
Yeah.
Give. Well, the good news is 10% minimum, but you can give more if you want. Some say up to 20%, and if you have a lot of money, you can give even more than that, according to many rabbis. So don't worry, there's still plenty of space. But I think what you're saying is a good point, that on the one hand, it should ideally totally come from a giving heart, not because you have to. But on the other hand, the reality is not everyone's ready for that, and they need to be forced into it until the habit develops. So the rabbis were trying to find the right balance. But certainly, you know, the Torah says, "Patuch tiftach," should open up your hands and open up your hearts to the poor person. It shouldn't just come because I have to do it. And you're kind of missing the point.
And when they say this, is it towards other Jewish people or like other non-Jewish people? Because we have to be
Orlogoyim as well. Yeah, I think giving is towards everyone. It's true that there may be a specific scenario when we may have to prioritize in certain situations, but in general, the idea of giving means giving. Giving is universal. Rav Kook would often talk about that if the heart that loves everyone, it doesn't say, I love you, but I hate you. Love spreads. I think that's a healthy heart. I only love these people and hate them, and there's something not real about the love in the first place, if you ask me. You can hate evil, but things are good. Okay. A few more interesting studies on this. Go for it. Your tone. Giving will give you long life.
A 1999 study led by Doug Oman of the University of California, Berkeley, found that elderly people who volunteered for two or more organizations were 44% less likely to die over a 5-year period than were non-volunteers, even after controlling for their age, exercise habits, general health, and negative health habits, like smoking. Study round of the University of Michigan offered similar results in a 2003 study on elderly couples. She and her colleagues found that those individuals who provided practical help to friends, relatives, or neighbors, or gave emotional support to their spouses had a lower risk of dying over a 5-year period than those who didn't.
Give up. So it actually will save your life and give you longer life to volunteer and do chesed towards others. By the way, we have some soup and vegetables if you want in the pot.
Cool.
Thank you. Thank you for giving to us of your time and your energy.
Thank you for providing the space that we can touch.
Yeah, you're welcome. Awesome. Okay. So we're going to do a quick review of what we learned in just a minute.
Good.
We're wrapping up the steiging part, but we will review it all. Don't worry. So we learned here that actually by giving, you live longer and you have many physical benefits. Now, it is true that it's possible that this is correlated with other factors like having meaning in your life, which also will help you be happier and live a more meaningful life. But the two are interrelated. If you're giving, you generally will have more meaning in your life and vice versa. Okay. And the last study on the topic of how giving makes you happy, Yaakov, why don't you read for us biologically?
Biologically speaking, giving has also been linked to the release of oxytocin, a hormone also released during sex and breastfeeding, that induces feelings of warmth, euphoria, and connection to others. In laboratory studies, Paul Zak, the director of the Center for Neuroeconomics Studies at Claremont Graduate University, has found that a dose of oxytocin will cause people to give more generously and feel more empathy towards others with symptoms lasting up to 2 hours. And those people on oxytocin high can potentially jumpstart our virtuous circle where one person's generous behavior triggers another's.
Wow. I find that really inspiring, that literally it'll physically change our brain, and then it's like a domino effect. You start giving, she starts giving, everyone just wants to give. It's like a high. And that's hopefully what we're going to do in this Chesed revolution. We're going to start becoming more givers, and then the world will give, and then Mashiach will come.
Yay!
Hooray! Hashem. Okay, quick review of what we've learned so far. We talked about why God created the world. Why did God create the world?
So He can give.
So He can give, exactly. And then we spoke about how, on the one hand, He wants to give, but He doesn't want to just give. So what does He do?
Makes a way to
earn it.
We have to earn it. Excellent. You were here. You mamas know the whole Torah. You're here spiritually. Come on. Daniel is part of the core afternoon steiging chevra here, so he's absorbed all the Torah just by being here. Kaval. Awesome. Okay, and then we spoke about mankind, the Jewish people, and specifically, what is the mission of the Jewish people according to God when he speaks to Abraham? Avraham?
To be fruitful and multiply.
No. Stako mishpa. To do chesed and justice. It's also part of the equation. Shouldn't forget about that.
Mm.
Okay. And then, what do we speak about? Talked about... After Echekmocha, the main principle of the Torah, loving the person you're next to, and the Rebbe from Ashlag, how the whole point of life is to become a giver in every type of way. Some people like giving with money, but not with their time. Some people like giving with their time, not money. Some people like giving to the world, but not to their children, right? The point of life in every single way is to develop this aspect of giving. That's what life's about. And then finally, just for fun, we threw in some modern studies which have proven, and there are many, many more of these, but which are proving that giving actually makes you happier in physical ways, and it's better than taking. It's just awesome. It's the best. Okay, so there's more to steig, but I think maybe it would be wiser at this point to save the second source sheet for next week. So it's all about everyday giving and stuff like that, and different chesed tips. But maybe we'll take a break here and get into the